As a winter storm bore down on the East Coast last week, many school districts gave snow days to their students. Here in Oklahoma recently, some school districts closed their doors and declared cold days when the temperatures were just too low to hold classes. And at the National Tornado Summit in Oklahoma City last week, one topic on everyone's mind was whether to give tornado days when bad weather is on the horizon. Harold Brooks with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration thinks that might not be the best idea.
We aren't really sure a lot of places whether, you know, being at home is actually a more dangerous environment than being at the school in terms of what the construction's like.
Not all homes are created equal, he says. The idea of granting tornado days is supported by small school districts concerned about liability issues, as well as by worried parents who point to the destruction of the two elementary schools and more. But National Weather Center meteorologist Rick Smith notes many homes in the surrounding neighborhoods sustained similar damage.
Had there been more children in those homes and potentially children unsupervised or alone in those homes, the results could have even been worse.
Smith says that if fortified properly, a large building like a school could actually be safer than a house. But it's hard to convince parents who understandably want to be near their kids during a storm. Rather than giving everyone a tornado day, though, Smith thinks a better approach would be to have a more lenient absence policy to permit those parents who want their kids to stay home to do so without being penalized.
It's a horrible situation, and obviously, I mean, I have kids. Everybody wants to do everything they can to protect their children, and that's fine. I think there are alternatives to just locking the doors and shutting the doors on a tornado day.
Rhonda Bass is the superintendent at Noble Public Schools. She says the new state grading system for schools makes it difficult for districts like hers to allow kids to take off.
Sometimes parents choose to keep their children at home whenever I have chosen to open school, and that in turn hurts our school attendance grade, as well as impacting students' loss of instructional time.
So while she understands how some parents feel, she says she'd rather use some of the calendar days the district has reserved for inclement weather.
This year, with all of the snow and ice that has come in, we've used six of those days. So right now we still have 3 days built in. So if we need to turn out school in the springtime due to atmospheric conditions lending themselves to tornadic activity, we'll be able to use those days.
Well, I'm not as comfortable on that.
That's Joe Ciano, the superintendent for Norman Public Schools. He respects Bass's decision, but he thinks whether to keep a child at home or send them to school on a stormy day should be an individual choice.
I think that we ought to be able to expand parents' opportunities as opposed to minimize opportunities of where kids can be during these events.
Some meteorologists also note that most tornado days occur in the evening, so it may not make sense to close a school for an entire day. If Oklahoma schools did decide to offer tornado days this spring, they won't be the first. Schools in Mississippi and Alabama already have similar policies in place. Going forward, one thing everyone can agree on is this. The tornado day decision wouldn't be nearly so difficult for parents if schools all had proper safe rooms. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.